83 housing units in the illegal annex part of Jerusalem. These units are planned to be distributed across 8 settlements, 7 of which are already established and inhabited, and one outline plan concerns establishing a brand new settlement. In addition, other outline plans are being promoted and are in different stages of progress. These additional outline plans concern the establishment of brand new settlements in East Jerusalem, consisting of 9,434 housing units. This, Mr. Vice President, is a bold display of Israel's apartheid machinery going unabated and unnoticed. Therefore, we urgently call on member states to uphold international law and to put pressure on Israel to cease the expansion of settlements in East Jerusalem and demand the dismantling of the existing settlements. I thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to Badil, Resource Center for Palestinian Residency and Refugee Rights, via video.
President, because states have failed to adhere to their obligations in the UN Charter and with the ICJ's provisional measures and advisory opinion, now approaching 1 year of genocide in the Gaza Strip, and Israel has extended its hostile and aggressive acts into Lebanon. To halt Israel's genocide in the Gaza Strip, which includes willful killing, repeated mass forced displacement and transfer, deliberate starvation, the destruction of the healthcare system, the deliberate infliction of disease, and the installment of permanent military and buffer zones. To stop of suppression and fragmentation in the West Bank that include raids, sieges, targeted killings, mass arbitrary.